Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Monday, October 6th. I'm Megan Lynch. In Illinois, we'll do everything within our power to look out for our neighbors, uphold the Constitution, and defend the rule of law. Those are the words of Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker after President Trump called the Illinois National Guard into federal service effective immediately for a period of 60 days.
Governor Pritzker tells CNN the President and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem are using every lever to provoke communities and incite chaos.
You are on the ground and you're having tear gas pellets fired at you, as they have been doing in Broadview, Illinois. You want to react. You want something to happen. And unfortunately, they're using every lever at their disposal to keep us from maintaining order.
Pritzker says, quote, if they want to help Illinoisans, they would work with us, not against us, to protect public safety. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
They're our brothers and sisters, our neighbors. I probably served with quite a number of them.
Illinois Senator and Army War Combat Veteran Tammy Duckworth talking with Face the Nation on the Illinois Guard being federalized against the governor's will.
We'll welcome them. It's a misuse of the National Guard. They're not needed in this particular role. If President Trump really wanted to fight crime, then maybe he should stop defunding the police. He diverted $800 million in crime prevention efforts away from that was appropriated away from funding for our police officers.
In addition to the National Guard now being federalized, the federal government has surged FBI and ICE agents into Chicago to deal with illegal immigrants. What are the biggest takeaways from the government shutdown so far? Hancock and Kelly are talking about it.
The president said, essentially, that he's going to use this opportunity to get rid of a lot of government bureaucrats and agencies.
KMOX Republican analyst John Hancock says it's pretty obvious what President Trump wants here, but the polls suggest voters are mad as hell. How will that translate?
The government's they're not going to fix this until they start to feel some political pain, and I suspect that's going to take probably a week or so.
Democrat Michael Kelly sees a similar timeline. He believes the key will be what Democrats are fighting for, an extension of Obamacare subsidies.
Extending Obamacare tax subsidies are a benefit to all Americans because it's anticipated that if they don't do this, which is a part of the budget, that our individual health care premiums for those of us who are not a part of Obamacare could almost double.
Scott Jagow, KMOX News.
Missouri's junior Senator Eric Schmidt weighing in on Fox News about the government shutdown.
They want to shut down the government because they want to give health care benefits to illegal immigrants. Those are facts.
It's already illegal to provide federal health care benefits to illegal immigrants. Those who are not here legally cannot apply for insurance through the Affordable Care Act or for the Enhanced Marketplace Premium Tax Credits or Medicaid. The exception is for emergency care. Last week, U.S. Senator Josh Hawley slammed FEMA's response to St. Louis's tornado. In a conversation with the Post-Dispatch, local officials agree.
Alderwoman Shamim Clark Hubbard's ward was hit hard by May 16th's tornado. Despite FEMA being dispatched to assist the city in June, she says some early applicants continue to wait for answers.
I got a text from a constituent on the way here still waiting to hear something. Wow. So that's a testament of what it means. And she's somebody that I know applied early on.
Clark Hubbard says the FEMA team members in St. Louis were helpful, but many of her residents and the city are struggling to get answers from those who are not on the ground. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
St. Louis's success in landing new international flights getting noticed across the state.
The mayor of Kansas City, Quentin Lucas, posted online that he's happy for St. Louis's new routes, but he admits he's also a little jealous. Mayor Lucas says St. Louis's ability to attract these flights shows the strength of the regional business environment here, something he hopes to build on in his own city. He does note that KC has a brand new airport terminal, which might be enticing to airlines, except that St. Louis is planning its own airport overhaul. One that would have more gates than KCI. You'll also find, if you search for them, envious posts from Kansas Cityans about the Southwest Airlines domestic hub that St. Louis has. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, after numerous openings, a Sugar Fire Smokehouse location is closing. It's the Sugar Fire 55 in Arnold at the Water Tower Place and Shops. That Sugar Fire location opened in January 2023 by the franchise group that opened their first location in O'Fallon, Illinois. No reason was given for the closing. The Sugar Fire Restaurant Group told the Business Journal they're not offering any comments about the closing at this time.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.